meets her here? My niece Plantagenet, led in the hand of her kind aunt of Gloucester. Now, for my life, she's wandering to the tower. On pure heart's love to greet the tender princes.
Daughter,
well met.
God give your graces both a happy and a joyful time of day.
As much to you, good sister. Whither away?
No farther than the tower. And as I guess, upon the like devotion as yourselves to congratulate the gentle princes there.
Kind sister, thanks. We'll enter all together. And in good time, here the lieutenant comes. Master Lieutenant, pray you, by your leave, how doth the prince and my young son of York?
Right well, dear madam. By your patience, I may not suffer you to visit them. The king has strictly charged the contrary.
The king? Who's that?
I mean, the Lord Protector.
The Lord protect him from that kingly title. Has he set bounds between their love and me? I am their mother. Who shall bar me from them?
I am their father's mother. I will see them.
Their aunt, I am in law, in love, their mother. Then bring me to their sight. Thou bear thy blame and take thy office from me on my terms.
No, madam, no. I may not leave it so. I am bound by oath, and therefore pardon me.
Let me but meet you ladies 1 hour hence, and I'll salute your Grace of York as mother and reverend looker-on of two fair queens. Come, madam, you must straight to Westminster, there to be crowned Richard's royal queen.
Ah, cut my laser thunder, that my pent heart may have some scope to beat, or else I swoon with this dead, chilling news.
Spiteful tidings, oh, unpleasing news.
Be of good cheer, mother, how fares your grace?
Oh, Dorset, speak not to me, get thee gone. Death and destruction dogs thee at thy heels. Thy mother's name is ominous to children. If thou wilt outstrip death, go cross the sea and live with Richmond from the reach of hell. Go, hide thee from this slaughterhouse. Let thou increase the number of the dead and make me die the thrall of Margaret's curse, nor mother, wife, nor England's counted queen.
Full of wise care is this your counsel, madam. Take all the swift advantage of the hours. You shall have letters from me to my son in your behalf to meet you on the way. Be not ta'en tardy by unwise delay.
Oh, ill dispersing wind of misery. Oh, my accursed womb, the bed of death. A cockatrice hast thou hatched to the world, whose unavoided eye is murderous.
Come, madam, come. I in all haste was sent.
And I with all unwillingness will go. Oh, would to God that the inclusive verge of golden metal that must round my brow were red-hot steel to sear me to the brain. Anointed let me be with deadly venom, and die ere men can say, God save the queen.
Go, go, poor soul. I envy not thy glory. To feed my humor, wish thyself no harm.
No? Why? When he that is my husband now came to me as I followed Henry's course, when scarce the blood was well washed from his hand, which issued from my other angel husband, and that dear saint which then I weeping followed. Oh, when, I say, I looked on Richard's face, this was my wish. Be thou, quoth I, accursed for making me so young, so old a widow. And when thou wedst, let sorrow haunt thy bed, and be thy wife, if any be so, made more miserable by the life of thee than thou hast made me by my dear lord's death. Lo, ere I can repeat this curse again, within so small a time, my woman's heart grossly grew captive to his honey words, and proved the subject of mine own soul's curse, which hitherto hath held mine eyes from rest. For never yet 1 hour in his bed did I enjoy the golden dew of sleep, but with his timorous dreams was still awaked. Besides, he hates me for my father Warwick, and will no doubt shortly be rid of me.
Poor heart and you, I pity thy complaining.
No more than with my soul I mourn for yours.
Farewell, thou woeful welcomer of glory.
Adieu, poor soul that takes thy leave of it.
Go thou to Richmond, and good fortune guide thee. Go thou to Richard, and good angels tend thee.
Go thou to sanctuary, and good thoughts possess thee. I to my grave, where peace and rest lie with me. 80-odd years of sorrow have I seen, and each hour's joy wrapped with a week of teen.
Stay! Yet look back with me unto the tower. Pity you ancient stones, those tender babes whom envy hath immured within your walls. Rough cradle for such little pretty ones, rude ragged nurse, old sullen playfellow for tender princes, use my babies well. So foolish sorrow bids your stones farewell.